up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we go once again, ladies and gentlemen, with another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Nothing but great old-time records here on the show for the whole hour. And you never know what we're going to find when we start digging through the boxes of records and start giving things a spin here on the old Oompa Hour. So hopefully we'll hit some of your favorite bands, maybe some of your favorite tunes. Heck, maybe both. You never really know how it's going to turn out. The waltz for the show, you know, every week we try to get a waltz in here. We actually have a waltz dedicated to snowmobiling, of all things, coming up in the program today. And I found a really beat up Frankie Yankovic 45 of a song I don't recall. We're going to give that one a spin a little bit later on in the show too. Let's just kick things off with the Imperials of Toledo. They're from Toledo. The name of the band is the Imperials of Toledo. It's clever. Here's the Come to the Mountain Polka. Imperials of Toledo here on the Oompa Hour, the Come to the Mountain Polka, getting us rolling at another edition of the show here. Glad to have you along, and I want to remind you right off the bat, before I get a chance to forget again, you can always contact us here at the Oompa Hour via email at oompahour@mail.com. Very easy to remember, very easy to spell. Remember, there's two O's in Oompa, OOMPAHHOUR. At mail.com. Some people, that can't be right. What do you mean, mail.com? That's it. Just mail.com. Very easy. If you have a request or question about a record, or you want to request, you know, a song, or we're mispronouncing something, which may happen, feel free to send us a note, all right? Back to the music. I don't believe that we have had Dan Niznak's Polka Notes on the show yet. You would think after, according to my calculations, this is show number 94. You'd think we would have had him on here by now. Here's a tune called The Band Says Hello. Thank you.
and we hope you enjoy all the music we play. We see friendly faces and now know there's traces of love and the loyalty we've come to know. All of us in the band, we wish you all of the best to all our friends who have gathered with us here tonight. And when you hear us play your favorite songs, we'd like to have you sing along and join us in our music while drinking your beer.
There you go. Dan Nisnak's polka notes there, and the band says, hello, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and boy, we got a surprise record here, because I don't know what happened, but this record has the same label on both sides. Somebody, when they pressed up this record, some guy in the label department goofed up because both sides of the record say side two. So I'm not 100% sure what we're going to get here, because I can't figure out which side is which side. Of course, I could have checked before we got into the show, but I guess that would take all the surprise out of it, wouldn't it? The Chi-Town Express is the band. We know that because they're on both sides of the record, of course. And if I... I don't know which side of the record to play. This is just totally weird. It's a real good chance that we're about to hear just another polka.
This is just another polka, just another polka. But oh, what a girl in my arms. Am I in heaven since we met? Is this the Philharmonic playing Romeo and Juliet? Just another polka, like any other polka. The sound of the music has charm. This is just another polka, but holy smoke. What a girl in my arms. I'm dancing with an angel, with an angel, an angel, an angel. Oh yes, I'm dancing with an angel. That's why the band is sounding better from the moment that I met her. Yes, I'm dancing with an angel, with an angel. This is just another polka, just another polka. But oh, what a girl in my arms. Am I in heaven since we met? Is this the Philharmonic playing Romeo and Juliet? Just another polka, like any other polka. The sound of the music has charm. This is just another polka. Oh, what a girl in my arms.
I don't know if you have the same problem I have. Anytime I hear that song, anytime I hear Just Another Polka, I have that song stuck in my head for like 3 days. I walk around the house and I'm at work and I'm walking around and I'm singing Just Another Polka and everybody's like, shut up already, you know? I don't know. That's first time I've heard the Chi-Town Express do it, at least in my recollection. The record's from 1984 because it says so right on the record. So 84, 94, 2004, 2014. That record's 32 years old already. For Pete's sake, I'm starting to feel really old. All right. Speaking of songs that get stuck in your head, and I don't think I've ever played this one before either. I have Marv Herzog in the band here on a record, and it says they're going to do Elvira. And I'm a little confused because obviously it's not a polka. That wouldn't that be the big hit by the Oak Ridge Boys, right? My Heart's on Fire for Elvira. Little poetic license there. And I don't recall ever playing this before. And so technically it's not going to be a polka, but nobody ever said that an old-time record had to be a polka or a waltz or a schottische or an oberic or whatever. It's the instrumentation and the way the song is played. So I'm passing this off as an old-time record. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show, where every song comes off a phonograph record. Let's just try it. And this could get stuck in your head. This could be as catchy, if not more catchy, than Just Another Polka. Or it could be wrong, and this is totally not even the same song, and none of this even matters. But anyway, here's Marv Herzog.
Elvira, Elvira, my heart's on fire for Elvira. Eyes that look like heaven, lips like cherry wine. Girl, it sure does make my little light shine. I get this funny feeling up and down my spine, because I know that my Elvira's mine. Elvira, Elvira, my heart's on fire for Elvira. Media boom baba boom baba mau mau. Media boom baba boom baba mau mau. Hi, oh silver, hey way. Well, tonight I'm gonna meet her at the Honky Tonk Cafe. I'm gonna give her all the love that I can. She's gonna jump and holler, cause I saved up my last $2. We're gonna search and find us a preacher man. Elvira, Elvira, my heart's on fire for Elvira. Edia boom baba boom baba mau mau. Edia boom baba boom baba mau mau. Hi, oh silver, hey way. I'm gonna give her all the love that I can. She's gonna jump and holler, cause I saved up my last $6. We're gonna search and find us a preacher man. Elvira, Elvira, my heart's on fire for Elvira. Yeah, boom, ba-ba-boom, ba-ba-mow.
ba boom ba ba boom ba ba mau mau.
High old Sylvan, away.
Marv Herzog there. Elvira, that is a pretty catchy tune. And no, it wasn't a polka, and I wasn't expecting it to be a polka, but I imagined a lot of you in my head dancing around in your kitchens and your living rooms listening to that. Anyway, so I'm still counting it as an old-time record here on the Oompa Hour. On the way, Ray Conkle coming up with another record I have never played, at least not in recent history. But first, I'm going to tell you about a World of Accordions museum at the Harrington Arts Center in Superior, Wisconsin, and invite you to stop by. If you're going to be traveling or in the area, maybe you're in the area, maybe you're sitting in Superior right now listening to the Oompa Hour. I do not know. But you want to put it on your list of really groovy places to visit. Over 1,400 accordions and concertinas are on display at a World of Accordions museum, and they have a vast amount of stuff. Memorabilia, advertising, music, history of the instruments, history of the people that made the music, made the instruments, all sorts of stuff. You'll find the one of the only accordion and concertina repair and technician schools in the world there. They have seminars, concerts, all sorts of events, and you need to mark it on your calendar. You can find out more by visiting their website, which is www.accordionworld.org. Do we even need to say the WWs anymore? I mean, we all know that, right? www.accordionworld.org. You'll find all the information you need. Pay them a visit if you have a chance. It's a World of Accordions museum at the Harrington Arts Center on Belknap Street in Superior, Wisconsin. All right, let's move on to another song I do not recall having ever played in my life. This is a show where there's going to be a lot of records that I don't remember playing. And this is not stuff that I dug out of the attic or the basement since last week either. I have this mountain of records here in the studio that I've been working my way through for months now. And I sat down before I did the show this week and flipped through them and looked for stuff that I don't remember the last time I heard it. And so it's kind of a surprise. It's like playing new records to me almost. And you know, we always try to get at least one waltz into the show, and I see we have two now that we're going to get today, because this is a waltz. It's Ray Conkle's Good Times, and the song is called A Beer and a Sandwich and You. Doesn't that sound romantic? Here's Ray Conkle.
Thank you.
Now, see, that is a demonstration of how a song with a great title may not have any singing in it. A beer and a sandwich and you waltz. Ray Kunkel here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And I don't know about you, but I really felt like it was almost like a Whoopi John record, wasn't it? Sounded like a Whoopi John waltz. Very, very close, stylistically, as they say in the music biz. Now it just so happens, you know, every week we open our show with a song called The Polka DJ, and it's by Dick Piller and his orchestra, and very rarely do I seem to actually grab a Dick Piller record to play. And I did today. Dick Piller and his Polkabration band. Here's the Tuba Polka. There you have it, Dick Piller and his Polkabration band, and the Tuba Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. They're oldies because everything we play on this show comes from Phonograph Records, and they stopped making those in the 80s, so anything has got to be like 30 years old or more. We had a lot of records go all the way back to the 40s, even older here on the show, and just because it's fun. Polkabration is a very difficult word to say, Mr. Piller. You might want to rethink that. But anyway, another one that I tell you, I went digging through the records looking for stuff I don't remember playing, and I ran across a record by John Fritzler and the Polka Band, and this one's called Onion Lizzie. I tell you, I love a trombone. I don't know why. Maybe it's just because you don't hear a trombone in the polka band that often. I just love that one. Onion Lizzie, that is John Fritzler in the polka band here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I don't know what it is with trombones. It's the sound. It's not so much the concept of the sliding. In fact, this past Christmas, I probably mentioned on the show that I really enjoy the Molly B. Christmas shows. And last year, we had purchased the DVD of the show. They do it at the RFD TV. That's hard to say, too. Theater down in Branson, anyway. And I love the show. And so this year, there wasn't a new show for this year that I could find anywhere. So I bought the one from the year previous, even. And I was watching it. And it's Christmas music, and it's new, so it's not on a record, but I'm telling you about it anyway. Molly B. came out and sang Go Tell It on the Mountain with four guys out of the band as a Dixieland band. And one of the guys was playing a valve trombone, and I was like, wow, valve trombone. It sounded, obviously it didn't have the sliding effect, but it had that sound. I thought, I could learn to play that. Because, I played trumpet and I played a lot of instruments, but I always thought trombone, you got to slide it to just the right spot or you're going to be off, you know, and I couldn't see me doing that. But I was intrigued by the valve trombone, so I was online looking, how much does a valve trombone cost, you know, and listening to stuff is pretty cool. So I was kind of amazed with that, and if I thought there was a chance I could find it before the end of the show today, what do we got, like 20, 25 minutes left to go in the show, I would cheat. And play Molly B. doing Go Tell It on the Mountain with the Dixieland Band if I could find it. And I know it would be cheating because it's not on a record and it's not even a polka, but I'm gonna look for it while you listen to this next record. How's that sound? I got Carl and the Country Dutchman, and I don't know if this song is gonna get me in trouble or not. It's called I Love Little Willie. There you go, Carl and the Country Dutchman. I love Little Willie, just don't tell Pa, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And, all right, we're going to break like 96 rules of the Oompa Hour right now. Because I found it during that song. I found my my Molly B. Christmas special. And the cool thing is, this is from 2012. Okay, the cool thing is you get the DVD with the show, but then there's a couple of CDs in here with all the songs. And hang on, I gotta figure out. I've never used the CD player on this show before. I gotta figure this out. On. All right, that's good. Power on. open. I don't get along with all this technical stuff. I like records, for Pete's sake. Now, as near as I can tell, this is on CD2. Really, we are walking through this, man, because this is... I'm making all kinds of racket here. All right. Should I see if this is going to work? Hang on. No, then you got to count to find the right track. You know, records are so much easier. You just put the needle on the darn thing and play it. No, that's not right. Ah! Okay, I clearly do not know what I'm doing. I have all sorts of words. It says edit on it. I don't think I'm going to edit it. Now it says exit. I'm not going anywhere. We're going to get this if it takes us the rest of the show, for Pete's sake. All right. 13, 12... Oh, that's not right either. Oh, I may have to play another record for you to listen to while I figure out how to work the CD player. Hang on now. So 13, 12, 11. Okay, I think it's going to be song number 11 on here. This is ridiculous. You know, it's not that I'm stupid. It's just that this thing is driving me crazy here. I don't even remember which one of these knobs turns on the CD player. And so we're going to play a Christmas song. After Christmas, after Serbian Christmas, that's not a polka, that's on a CD. We are now violating every rule of Oompa Hour coolness, but if we do this right here, now hang on, we see 12, 13, 12, 11, I think I got it figured out now. We are violating every Oompa Hour rule there is. If we're lucky, we have a Dixieland arrangement of Go Tell It on the Mountain with Molly B, and the trombonist is playing a valve trombone, all right? Are we ready? Let's push the button and see what happens here. This is very confusing. Here we go. I'm telling you, that broke every rule of the Oompa Hour. That was on a CD. It wasn't a polka. It was a Christmas song. I just love Dixieland music, and it surprises me to publicly admit that, but my dad was a big Dixieland music fan, and he used to always take me to listen to, like, the Hall Brothers Jazz Band down in Mendota, Minnesota. We used to go to, like, Lake Harriet and listen to the Hall Brothers play, and he always had his Pete Fountain albums going all the time. It almost makes me want to start a Dixieland show, too. I just don't have time for that, but I love that arrangement, and that was a valve trombone in that song, and that was Lenny Gomulka from the Chicago Push on clarinet. That was just darn fun tune anyway. All right, now I told you we had a Frankie. I got to figure out why the CD player's got this thing sticking out of it here. I just shove that back in, I guess. All right, there we go. Record players are so much easier. All right, I told you I found this Frankie Yankovic 45. This record is so beat up that I didn't think it would even play. And I got it. It was in with a big pile of junk in the basement. It wasn't even in a box of records. It was in a box of junk, old radio parts and stuff. And I pulled it out and I washed it in the sink because it was that dirty. And it's Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks, and it's the I Don't Want a Mambo Polka. So let's just cross our fingers at this place and let's roll it.
Ooh. I don't want a mambo, no, no, no. I don't want a rumba bee. And the tango always tangles up my feet. I don't want a mambo, no, no, no. I don't want a yellow lady. I can think of more romantic things to say. I don't want a mambo, no, no, no. Anyone at all can see. Madam, the zonka school is not for me. When I take my baby dancing neath the golden moon, I want to hear a polka, want to hear a polka too.
I whoop it up happy as a clown when there's a polka band in town. I love to whirl all around the floor while the crowd yells more,
more, more, more.
Somehow that rhythm from old Brazil never seems to give my heart a thrill.
Give me that mania that came from Pennsylvania, a good old polka tune.
Slide.
Polka music makes me feel so good inside.
Good inside. Want to hear the bass go zoom, zoom, zoom. Want to hear the banjo play.
Polka music always drives my blues away.
Blues away.
I don't want a mambo, no, no, no. Anyone at all can see. Madam's on the school is not for me. When I take my baby dancing beneath the golden moon, you can take the bongo, send it to the gongo.
Clearly, I need to find a better copy of that record. Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks, I Don't Want a Mambo Polka. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show where we have clearly taken all the rules off everything today, and we are totally out of control. You know, we do this show in Minnesota, and there is snow here in Minnesota. Not a lot. Not a lot. Maybe 6 inches of snow out there in the yard. And normally, we have so much more. Normally, it's way colder than it's been. They're finally talking. We're going to get down to well below zero in this during this week now. It's been just so darn nice, which is fine because I don't have to worry about my heat bill so much, but it seems a little odd. But finally, we've got enough snow. The snowmobilers are out there, and where you are, there could be a bunch more snow than we have here. And every season, we like to drag this one out at least once. Here's the Howie Sturts Orchestra and the Snowmobile Waltz.
On my snowmobile, o'er the soft white snow to the woods we'll go. There'll be just we two singing I love you 'neath the winter sky of blue. Come with me, Lucille, on my snowmobile. O'er the soft white snow to the woods we'll go. There'll be just we two singing I love you. Beneath the winter sky of blue.
Well, there you have it, Snowmobile Waltz there, Howie Sturt's Orchestra. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. I don't know where the time is going today. Look at that clock. Holy moly. Anyway, there's a lot of records in this stack that we are not going to get to in the show this week, which means, actually, that I already have records ready for next week's show. So we'll just press on here. I don't know why. I'm playing a lot of records that I don't remember, and I threw in that Molly B thing, which I, you know, we could almost slip in a Dixieland tune now and then, don't you think? I mean, that's old time. It's not a polka, but it's snappy and fun, I think. What do you think? You think we could get... We'll talk about that later, all right? Drink one, boys. Here's the happy polka. That's what it says. Drink one, boys. Happy polka. Johnny Staley and the Alpine Polka Dots. Johnny Staley there in the Alpine Polka Dots with Drink One Boys and the Happy Polka. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Music from the Shimoleskis on the way next.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, let's get back to some music here. I got the Shimoleskis up, and this is interesting. Normally, they're the Shimoleskis, the Shimoleski Band, the Shimoleski Fun Time. This is Shimoleskis Dance Time USA, it says on the record here. Now, have you ever been to South Dakota? And if you've been there, you probably drove across on the only highway that goes across the state, so you probably passed things like, we probably saw the Heads out at Mount Rushmore, and you probably saw Wall Drug, because that's out there. You probably saw that big auto museum in Murdo, or wherever it is. And you probably saw the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota. This big building all covered with little kernels of corn and gorgeous artwork. It's an amazing and bizarre thing. And the Shimoleskis have dedicated the tune to it. This is the Corn Palace Polka. The thing is, you just can't not like a Shimoleskis record, you know? That is the Corn Palace Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and I think we'll go out with Less Than the Polka Jacks this week and Let the Sun Shine In.
flowing skirts, pretty girls and smiling faces is the happiness we have in Polka Land. Mom and Dad, Sister Sue, Yash and Stash and Mary Lou, dancing all night to the music of our band. So let the sun shine in, shake hands with your neighbor, and happiness will never leave your heart. So let the sun shine in, shake hands with your neighbor, and happiness will never leave your heart. At a dance in your home or at a tavern, that familiar sound we all enjoy to hear. Couples dancing round the floor, others asking for some more, and their spirits getting higher with some beer. So let the sun shine in, shake hands with your neighbor, and happiness will never leave your heart. So let the sun shine in, shake hands with your neighbor, and happiness will never leave your heart. Chicago to New York and through New England, people wishing all their friends, hey Nestovia! Happy feelings in the air, forget your troubles and your cares, join the ranks of people dancing everywhere. So let the sun shine in, shake hands with your neighbor, and happiness will never leave your heart. So let the sun shine in, shake hands with your neighbor, and happiness will never leave your heart.
There you go, Les and the Polka Jacks there, and Let the Sunshine In Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour. And by gosh, you know what that does? That wraps up another show already. It seems like I just sat down to do this like 2 minutes ago. It's just weird, I'm telling you. But I got a lot of records left in the stack. We're going to have to play them next week.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Tim's Oompa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association and a World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. We'll be back to do it again next week. There's a lot of records left to play. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!